Temperature 10 to 15. From the Weather Center, I'm Kevin Williams.
WNYR News Time is 8:07.
It is 35 degrees.
In the studio with me, local author and doctor, John Avanzato. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on, Jim.
Well, I went down the hall to talk to Ted Baker at Finger Lakes News Radio, and he had a book sitting on his counter, and it jumped out at me. It said, Hostile Hospital. Oh, my gosh, what's this? And he started describing to me the story, and maybe if you can give me a little capsule, you've written a book called Hostile Hospital.
Yes, it's a fiction. It's about a young man who is sort of a gangster wannabe in the Bronx, New York. He turns his life around, decides to go back to school, and becomes a physician. He moves to upstate New York and joins a hospital as a staff physician. And the adventure takes place when he discovers wrongdoing going on at the hospital.
Well, I was telling you earlier, when I opened up the book, I started reading just the prologue to this thing. And I went, oh, my gosh. Okay, this is going to take a while. And I'm saving the book because I'm going to take some vacation time this week because I really want to sit down and not have to put it down.
Right. Well, I'm glad you liked the prologue. The whole idea behind the prologue was to act as a hook. That's what they call it, to drag you in and make you want to read the rest of the story.
And it does.
Oh, I'm glad to hear
that. It does.
Yeah.
So, and you have obviously some expertise in this. You're a doctor at Finger Lakes Health.
Right. Of course, this is all fiction. It's not autobiographical in any way. But you write about the things you know. I know a lot about healthcare. I know a lot about being a doctor. I know a lot about the Bronx because that's where I'm from. So I just kind of put everything together and tried to write a great story for people.
Well, so far what I've read is gripping, and it did drew me in, and I cannot wait to get into the rest of it. So you've been writing, though, all your life, right?
Yes. Actually, it's been my passion ever since I was a little boy. I mean, I started writing short stories when I was in grammar school, high school, college. It was never something I thought I could do as a career option. And I was always too busy to write a full-length novel. But I have three sons, and they are all in college now, and I had more time on my hands. And so I sat down, and I committed myself to writing a full-length novel. It wasn't easy at first, and I needed some help with the mechanics and the structure of the story. But once I got past it, I was very satisfied with the outcome.
Well, everything Ted was telling me about the story and all the depth of the plot and all the subplots going on, I thought, wow, I'm really going to need to devote some time to this because it sounds fantastic to finish this book.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The story really isn't as complicated as it might seem at first glance.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I might have a chance for that.
You know, like we were saying, when you watch a movie, you've got a very simplified plot line. You get into the book and there's backstories and there's subplots. And that's the thing, that you can do that in a book.
Well, to have a really good story and likable characters, you have to have some depth. So you have to give them a little bit history behind their character development. However, I wrote the story with the idea being that it was going to be a vacation novel, the kind of book I like to read when I'm on vacation, sitting by the pool and having a drink. So I wanted it to be a light story, fast-moving, entertaining, and I wanted likable characters. And most of all, the good guys have to win at the end.
Yes, that's right.
I'm pretty old-fashioned when it comes to that.
Well, so far, it looks like that's the way it's heading for me, and I can't wait to finish this. Now, if other people want to see this book and get a copy of it, how can we do that?
There's many ways. You can buy it in print on Amazon, Long's Cards and Books in Penyan, Wegmans now carries it, and the Hobart and William Smith bookstore carries it. Of course, Amazon also carries it in Kindle. It's available on Nook, iTunes, Google Play, and Kobo as well. And the publisher's website to see the kind of events and book signings that have been done in the past is kcmpublishing.com.
Okay. And you're going to be doing some book signings, too. You've already done a few, and there's some more to come, right?
Yes, we've done a few. The next one is January 31st, Saturday, at the Village Country Store in Waterloo, New York.
Wonderful. Well, John Avanzato, the book is Hostile Hospital. I will finish this, and I'll be sure to tell folks what my thoughts are at the end. But so far, it's hooked me, and I cannot wait to get into this.
Well, thank you for saying so, Jim, and I really appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, this is wonderful. So John Avanzato, Hostile Hospital, and you can see him at Finger Lakes Health, a doctor of gastroenterology. I got that right, didn't I?
Well, I'm in private practice.
Private practice?
Yes, I'm associated with Finger Lakes Health.
Finger Lakes Health, got it.
I think most people in town already know me, but my office is at Preemption Road on Geneva.
Wonderful.
Okay. Nice to have you in.
Take care.
All right, it's 8:11 at 98.5 WNYR. Back to the music this morning with the Eurythmics. And it's Jim and Yvonne, 98.5 WNYR. Good morning.